Well, good morning, beloved ones. This is what Spirit gave me as I was meditating. And I said, since we have our wonderful YOU is with us, and I'm going to be speaking about vibration and sound and speaking your word, I know that you guys usually have a chant or two or a saying or a phrase that you use. So I want you guys to pick one and stand up, all the YOU. Now, who's going to pick one? I know you have a chant, don't you? Huh? All right. Who wants to pick one? All right. If I'd like a chant or what? I want a rally, rock and roll rally, vibrational expression. All right, let me see their leadership skills. All right, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. See, I knew the Spirit said, oh, there's YOU here. They have powerful chants. Thank you for that. Now, what did you say? You said, well, I heard we feel good. We feel good. We feel so good. Oh, oh. We feel good. I like that. You want to try it, Unity? Okay, so it's we feel good, right? Oh, so good. Oh, oh. Good, good. You got it? All right. Everybody stand up. We're going to get some vibration energy moving. All right. Ready? One, two, three. We feel good. Oh, so good. Oh, oh, oh. All right. Let's go. There we go. All right, we'll have to practice that. We'll write it down, and the next week I'm going to give a test to see how well we do. Well, that was wonderful. I love that. So let's continue with our series on being a light, or becoming a light bearer or a light worker. Now, the original title that I selected for this series is rather long, but that's what came to me, and it was this: being a light empowered from within and on high, living a life of extraordinary abilities. That's a powerful title, right? Yeah, being a light empowered from within and from on high, living a life of extraordinary abilities. And I wanted that title because all of those things are important if you're going to be a light bearer, or a light worker. But for the sake of brevity, I thought we would just call the series Being a Light Bearer or Being a Light Worker. Okay? And along with that, we'll talk about whatever skill or quality or state of being that is necessary and required if you're going to be a light worker, right? Or a light bearer. And I use the term sometimes interchangeably, but first you got to be a light bearer, which means you got to bring the light. You bring the light into whatever situation you're in, and then you become a light worker, which means you got to do something with the light, with the truth, or with the qualities of being. You put it into action and become a light worker. So today we're talking about the requirement that is called the power of the word. The power of the word. Now, before we get into that, I want to do a quick review of last week's talk, in case some of you were not here. And we started with this whole concept of light, right? Light as the genesis of all creation, right? that without light, there could be no life, right? There would be no growth, no trees, no nothing. So that life has something to do, light has something to do with the genesis of life. And so we bless our little one, and there's a wonderful opportunity for them to go play and enjoy themselves and be the light, right? It's about being in an environment that suits you so that they can be free to express and be guided in that. So I'm not saying that facetiously. I believe that, you know, that sometimes to make children sit in an environment that is really ordained for an adult is not necessarily advantageous to their spirit, because, you know, they're full of what? Energy. At a certain stage, they're about moving that energy and expressing that energy. And it is our responsibility to guide it in a wonderful way without stamping it out, right? Without killing the light. But you must guide and direct. And so we do that in an environment that is conducive for them to be able to flourish and grow at whatever stage they are. So, all right, that's an aside. So we're talking then about, we started last week with this whole concept of light as being the genesis of creation, and that we as light bearers or souls who simply want to help humanity or help the healing and the growth and the transformation of humanity, because that's what we're here to do, those of us who want to do that, then we have to learn first to identify ourselves as light beings. Not just mere human beings, but as light beings, spiritual beings, right? If we're going to do the work. So we've got to put that identity on as light bearers. And then once we recognize that, then we have to learn how to increase our wattage. Remember, we talked about increasing our wattage, that we can no longer be a 15-watt bulb, right? Because the energy is 150 watts. So as we are putting on this identity as a light being, we also must be about increasing our wattage. And you can get the tape to learn how we go about doing that. But basically, it's about increasing our capacity to actually contain and to handle the energy of God or the energy of the divine that exists within us so that we can indeed begin to do wonderful and marvelous works. We have to be able to understand our ability and our capacity as a light bearer or a light worker to do great works. And so the thing that we came away with is that the greater your wattage, the greater your ability and effectiveness, right? And likewise, a low wattage is equal to a big boom. Right? A low wattage is equal to a big boom. Everybody say, boom.
Boom.
Boom. That boom is when you are not up to par. When you are not able to handle what is happening out here. When you get sucked into the vibration and the consciousness of a lower vibration. Anger, hatred, fear, right? Discrimination. Lack, limitation, that's a low wattage vibration. And your life just simply goes boom. So we're increasing our capacity. We also uncovered last week in John, the book of John, verse 1-9, that this true light, John says that there was a true light that came into the world, and it came into every man, woman, and child. And that we are all filled with this true light, right? This divine light. And how much we use this light, how much we express this light, how much we release this light is up to us, right? But it is essential and key to our ability to be effective in the world as a light worker. So now that we know that our major task or our major work is to first increase our connection to the source as light and life, and to increase our ability to make that connection and receive that energy that is within us, we're now ready for the second step, which is our ability to speak a thing into existence or manifestation. So let us recall verse 3 of chapter 1 in Genesis, when I read that last week. And verse 3 of chapter 1 says, "And God said, let there be light, and there was light." So clearly then, a part of manifestation somehow lies within the word. After all, it said, God said, and there was, right? So manifestation has something to do with the word. And we don't want to forget the verse that we read from last week, which was from John, that actually set up this whole concept of light. And before we got to that concept of light, John chapter 1, verses 1 through 4 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was present originally with God. All things were made and came into existence through him. And without him was not even one thing made that has come into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of men." And then it goes on to talk about how the light, the darkness cannot overcome the light. So we looked at that. But what did it? What preceded it? The Word. In the beginning was the Word. So we could look at this particular scripture on many levels, and we know that it's also speaking of the Word as the Christ. I think Rev Bev gave a talk on the divine logos, which is the Word, which is really the Christ within it. So you could look at this scripture and say, yes, it's speaking about in the beginning was the Word, this Christ principle, this divine logos. And in him was life and light, and nothing was created without that. So it could be seen that this Word is the Christ, and that this light of the Christ indwells every man, every woman, every child. But it can also speak to what we in Unity and New Thought call the creative Word of God. Because it says, all things were made and came into existence through him, and without him was not even one thing made that has come into being. Genesis, and God said, and there was, right? And not only we get it later, and it was, but it was good. So there's a manifestation. So this aspect points to the power of the Word to bring things into existence or manifestation. Now, it's important to understand this. Charles Fillmore, who was the co-founder of Unity, said this. He said, all words are formative, but not all words are creative. Now, we need to know the difference between the two. All words are formative, but not all words are creative. Meaning, sure, you can form things through your words, right? You can bring things into manifestation through your words, and you can form them, but they will not carry, they'll carry very little substance, and substance is the backing and the energy and the stuff of God. They'll carry, these formative words that we use will carry little substance of God, or they won't have lasting power, nor will they carry the transformative, life-giving, energetic power of the Word of God. They're not creative. For that, you need, if you want life-giving, energetic, sustaining, lasting, powerful manifestations, you need the creative Word of God. You understand the difference? Right. So, he says this in the revealing Word. In the revealing Word, he says this about the Word. It says, all words are formative, but not all words are creative. The creative Word lays hold of spirit, substance, and power. When Jesus said with a loud voice to Lazarus, come forth, he had contact with the creative word. As spirituality increases, we fulfill the law. Our word has power and is creative. Now, being able to, you know, he gives an example here of Lazarus, Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead through the power of the word. Now, being able to raise the dead through the power of your word, that's some deep power, right? But let's not even go there. Because to simply be able to speak your word and have it manifest is power enough. We don't need to be going around trying to raise the dead, you know, or doing miracles just for the show of it. If there's a need, yes, you use it. But, you know, we have to be of right mind and consciousness. So it's not about just raising the dead, but it's raising your vibration and raising your consciousness and understanding the power of your word, right? So as light bearers, Mr. Fillmore says that we have to learn to lay hold of the creative word. And he says we do this by making a connection to and with the divine, to and with God. And as we connect with the divine, with God, the creative word of God, then we're able to touch this creative word that is within us, that is of God, as we connect to. So it goes back to our first step of being light, connecting to the light, holding the light, manifesting the light, getting in that divine energy, holding that divine consciousness of yourself as one with God, as a light being. And the more you do that, then all of a sudden what will happen, you have the ability from that level of consciousness and expression to touch the creative word, which means as your wattage increases, right, as your consciousness of being able, your capacity to handle the light, as that increases, so too does your ability to speak with spiritual power and authority, with spiritual energy, with spiritual creation, creative energy, right? Because then your words become charged. They become charged with spiritual energy, creative energy. And it's at that level, once your words are at that level, they must manifest. You get that? So some people say, well, I prayed and I affirmed and I did all this. You weren't at the vibration you needed to be to have your word manifest. You might have been holding a lower vibration when you let a little doubt in. You let a little fear in. You let a little, I wonder if this is really going to work in. I'm tired of saying these affirmations in. Nothing, all that is a low vibration. So Mr. Fillmore also said this. He said, when spiritual words abide in man's consciousness, the word, operative word being what? Abide. He didn't say when spiritual words pass through your mind. He said, when spiritual words abide in man's consciousness, the word or thought formed in the intellect and in the sense mind must give way to the higher principles of being. He says, so when you abide, your words are abiding in consciousness. When the spiritual word abides in consciousness, that spiritual word will take over the intellectual word or the sense words. Sense consciousness. And then he goes on to say, the whole consciousness is then raised to a more spiritual plane. Affirmations of words or of truth realized in consciousness, when those affirmations are realized, that is when they become real to you, when you have a realization, not just some rote, oh yeah, I'm good, God is good. Nah. When it becomes realized in your consciousness, he says, it brings the mind into just the right attitude to receive light, power, and guidance from spirit. See, right there is the process. Right there contains the how-to that we are looking for. It's the formula for speaking the creative word and having your word manifest. It's how you speak truth into existence, how you bring the unseen into visibility, how you affirm the truth until it manifests And you do it through the power of your word, but your word has to be connected to the source, which is God. You get that? So we have to keep in mind that it's not just any old word, but it must be words that are connected to truth principles, truth backed by spiritual laws and spiritual principles. And the process is this. You have to begin to fill your consciousness with them, okay? In other words, fill your mind with divine ideas, with divine thoughts, with truth thoughts, with high thoughts, high vibrational thoughts, spiritual truths, positive thoughts, pure thoughts. Fill your consciousness with that. Now, the key here is it has to become part of your consciousness. See, consciousness, and not just a quick prayer here and there, or now and then, or when there's a need. Or it's not just, oh, I have a positive thought occasionally, then I move back into my same old negative routine and negative thinking. It's not about that. It's consciousness. Consciousness that is an accumulation of your thoughts, feelings, attitudes, beliefs, perceptions, held over time. That constitutes your consciousness. Okay? So when you fill your mind, eventually it gets to your consciousness. So once these are held with some consistency, once you're able to speak them and to hold them in your consciousness long enough, and not just in your mind, you will begin to realize them. You'll have a realization. In other words, those words and those thoughts and those feelings and attitudes will begin to actualize themselves. You won't even have to do it. The word will become a living thing in you and will begin to do its work through you. You understand the difference? So it won't be me praying. You speak the word and the word will manifest because it's coming from a different vibration. It's coming from the divine within you. It's coming from your high altered consciousness. Mr. Filmer said this. He said, affirmations or words of truth realized in consciousness bring the mind into just the right attitude to receive light and power and guidance from spirit. So, we have two things now we know. Along with increasing your spiritual wattage, that is your capacity to hold and to receive and to express light, to take in more light and give out more light, right? You also must be able to have the capacity to speak or to hold the creative word in your consciousness. So we got light, and now we're holding what? Words. So we've got to let go of idle words. We've got to let go of words that have a low vibration, right? We've got to let go of words that are limited, that speak to negativity or untruth. And, you know, are flippant words. And even I fall into that category every now and then. I'll just say something, and I know I don't need to be saying that. It's not the truth. And all it's doing is weakening my what? The power of my word. So idle words, we don't want, you know, you don't want to have that. You need to come from a strong place because, as Imelda Shankland said, your word is your wand. No, Florence Govel Shinn said that, your title of her book, your word is your wand. Have you ever said, I wish I had a magic wand? Your word is your wand, okay? And it's your wand, it's your power to heal, it's your power to manifest, it's your power to transform. And if your words are connected to the source, and if you are connected to the source, then, and both of them are in effect, you gotta look out. You better look out because stuff is gonna happen, right? You then can speak healing to your body if you need it. You then can speak abundance into your affairs if you need it. You then can speak peace into your environment if it's needed. At that level, you become a powerful light worker. So you've got to remember that your word must be connected to the creative word of God, God-centered word, and not just any old word, not empty words, not vain words, not words that are coming from the sense mind. So it can't be, you know, no, I want to be rich, 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 rich. You know those thoughts we were holding when we thought we were going to hit that $1.5 billion lottery. Come on, we were all there. Oh, God, I want to hit that lottery. I'm holding the vibration that I can hit the lottery for $1.5 billion, and then I'm gonna do this. But then you were even spending it. We all did. I was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna have a camp. I'm gonna do the church over, all of that. You know, I told my staff, because we did a group thing. I said, y'all can't quit the next day. Everybody can't quit the next day. You can leave, but I'm going to get a new staff, but right now we got to, you know, but it's that consciousness. No. That's coming from sense mind, you see. We're talking about filling your consciousness and your words with spiritual thoughts. So the thought should be abundance. Not I'm going to be rich through hitting the lottery. Abundance. Because abundance is connected to God, right? It's not about being rich, it's about being abundant. It's about being prosperous, which may come in the form of money, or it may come in the form of health, or it may come in the form of peace. Whatever it is that you need, it will come in that form. That's when you're rich. When you have what you need, when you need it. See, but it's consciousness. It's consciousness. The point is, don't fill your mind with empty, vague, pointless, low vibrational thoughts and feelings. With lack and limitation, go for the truth. Fill it with God-centered spiritual truth and hold on to that. Jesus said, my words, they are spirit and they are life. See, when you know who you are, and when you know that you're divinely connected to the source and that you are filled with light, and you start acting like that, expressing like that, then you can say, my words, they are spirit and they are life. They will accomplish that which I have decreed them to do. See, when I do my prayer, I go to that level of consciousness. Yeah, this is going to happen. My words will manifest. They will do it all according to my word and according to the degree to which I keep myself connected to the light. This is why it's important. You got to raise your consciousness, raise your wattage. And when you raise both of those, then you will raise your vibration and you will raise your life and your affairs. Here's the important thing. I love the fact that, you know, when he gave an example of Jesus, and he said that Jesus, when he wasn't worried about Lazarus being dead. He just simply said, you know, Lazarus, come forth. See, what happens is he wasn't all caught up in the predicament, right? He was able to touch and hold to the possibility. See, Mary and Martha were crying because Jesus didn't get there on time. And they were like, Jesus, if you had come, our brother would not have died. And blah, blah, blah. They were in the predicament, right? But Jesus didn't go there. Even when the people around him were saying, as he started to, he told them to unroll the stone. Unroll the stone. And they were like, unroll the stone? What's he doing? Lazarus has been dead for 4 days. What is he doing? See, they were in the predicament. But Jesus said nothing about that. He said, roll away the stone. And then he simply said, Lazarus, come forth. And what happened? Lazarus came forth. See, that's not predicament, that's possibility. We have to at some point stop speaking about your predicaments and speak to the possibility that you desire. Right? So we don't speak predicaments, we speak what? Possibilities. Possibilities. You speak that creative word. Then you become a light worker and a light bearer. So we have much to do, and it's a great journey that we'll be on, that we are on. And I invite you to join us next week as we continue this series and work with ourselves. But in the meantime, increase your wattage, spend time in meditation, prayer, see yourself filled with light, begin to use, watch your words this weekend, this whole week. Watch if you're speaking weakness, if you're speaking lack, if you're speaking limit. Watch your words. Cancel that out and speak the truth. Speak possibility. Speak your heart's desire. Speak what you know you that God has for you. Begin to take that on. And come next week and be blessed. Namaste. Namaste. Blessings.